A North Dakota House Senate Conference Committee has reached an agreement over a proposal to have the state take over funding social service programs that had been paid through county property taxes. This will replace the 12% buy-down the state had set aside for property tax relief. Right now, counties can levy up to 20 mills to pay for those programs. The compromise removed the inflators and hold harmless clauses. It comes with a $160 million price tag. The Conference Committee Chairman, Williston Senator Brad Beckedahl, says it's about 7.6% of property tax relief.
It's not the amount of property tax relief that we thought could be with the bill, but we still have significant property tax relief out there. If you account for the property tax relief and education funding that states brings, along with this bill, we're somewhere around 35% of the property tax bill now being paid by the state for the local taxpayers.
Another conference committee member, Bismarck Representative Jason Doctor, says even though this will not equal the 12% buy-down, the bill is permanent property tax relief and reform.
I relate it to like a business. We have profits. We gave them back to the citizens. Our revenue is down, and so we don't have the money to give back to the citizens. So we did this alternative to make sure that for the future, we have the reform and the permanent property tax relief. And I think in the end, the people will realize we did what we could with what we had with the budget that we could work with.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.